Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 67th Psalm we hear, may God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will be a light in our lives that shines on the path that we must walk this day. And be with us that we will be a witness in our actions and words as we encounter people, and especially in our traveling back to loved ones. And as we find ways to be grateful for all of your many gifts to us, may we also be grateful for those to whom we return home this day, for their love and sacrifice, so that we may serve here and the people of this state. May we express gratitude to them and to you this weekend in various ways that you open up for us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernskeeter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 15th is here. Senator from Phelps County is here. Senator from the 7th is here. Senator from Dallas, here. Senator from 23rd is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 53rd day, Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. The Senate.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though I haven't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The order of business is introduction of guests. The senator from Ozark seems to be seeking recognition.
President, it is my great, great pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity. I'd love to introduce my chief of staff's family is here today. We have Amanda Ingman. We have Blake Ingman. Right here. Look how, my gosh. Blake Ingman, Adley Ingman, and Haley Ingman. Would the body please make the family feel welcome.
Let's welcome the Ingman family here to the Senate chamber today. Senator, are you seeking some pages for the day, possibly?
Mr. President, I would love for the Ingman children to be pages for the day.
The Ingman children shall be made pages for the day with compensation paid for by the Senator of Ozark. Thank goodness they look like their mother. Further introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone.
President, your committee on rules, joint rules, resolutions, ethics, etc.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 202, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 8, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 9, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Resolution 90, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 11, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Committee Resolutions 4 and 5, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Ozark.
I seek unanimous consent. I have another group that I would love to introduce to the body.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you so much. If the body would see behind me in the gallery, we have a large group of wonderful children. These are the children from Seymour. They are from the Ozark Mennonite School. And I'm thrilled that they have come to our Capitol to kind of watch the proceedings and learn for the day. And I hope they have a wonderful day. If the body would please make them feel welcome, it'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Let's welcome these guests from the center of Ozark County. Senator from Boone. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 202 to the Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight?
Those bills shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 158, entitled An Act Relating to County Bodies. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 353, entitled An Act Relating to the Electronic Transfer of Workers' Compensation Benefits. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1204, entitled An Act Relating to Cybersecurity. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bills 928 and 927, entitled An Act Relating to Financial Institutions with Penalty Provision. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 160, entitled An Act Relating to Compensation for Jurors. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 734, entitled An Act Relating to Rate Making for Electrical Corporations, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have House bills for second reading coming up, but for the benefit of the body, we'll have no other formal business today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements? Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will meet at 11, and for the senators, there will be food in the chairman's office for the senators on the committee. So. Thank you.
That was very clear, Senator. Thank you for that announcement. Further announcements? If we could take our conversations to the side galleries or keep the volume to a minimum so we can hear the majority leader. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills for second reading.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be House bills for second reading. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 1069.
House Bill 1069, an act relating to offenses committed against a body of the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 320.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 320, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 137.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 137, an act relating to funding for schools.
Education. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 21.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 21, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Department of Mental Health, Department of Health and Senior Services, Department of Social Services, State Treasurer, and the Office of the State Public Defender, and the several divisions and programs thereof.
Appropriations. House Bill 570.
House Bill 570, an act relating to traffic control signals.
Transportation Infrastructure of Public Safety. House Bill 507.
House Bill 507, an act relating to the definition of physical location of excursion gambling boat.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 66.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 66, an act relating to aircraft taxation.
Ways and Means. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 402.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 402, an act relating to prohibiting the publishing of the names of lottery winners.
General Laws. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 475.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 475, an act relating to dietitians.
Professional Registration. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 589.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 589, an act relating to public health.
Please take your conversations to the side galleries or keep them to a minimum so that we can hear the pro tem refer bills with the Secretary. Senator from Franklin, please continue.
Health and pensions, I believe we were on House Committee Substitute for House Bill 589. Is that, am we correct?
That's the last one we read.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 825.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 825, an act relating to package delivery.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. House Bill 177.
House Bill 177, an act relating to public access to records.
Government accountability, fiscal oversight. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 27.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 27, an act relating to the Sunshine Law.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1030.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1030, an act relating to disclosure of personal information to public agencies.
General laws. House Bill 261.
House Bill 261, an act relating to the Missouri Nuclear Clean Power Act.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. House Bill 313.
House Bill 313, an act relating to victim impact programs for driving while intoxicated offenders.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 689.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 689, an act relating to limited tax credits for certain medical education-related preceptorships.
Economic Development. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 29.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 29, an act relating to government accountability.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 553.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 553, an act relating to residency requirements.
Local government and election. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 556.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 556, an act relating to labeling of ballot measures.
General laws. House Bill 317.
House Bill 317, an act relating to reemployment rights of Missouri Task Force 1 members.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 307.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 307, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 944.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 944, an act relating to firearms.
General laws. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 162.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 162, an act relating to business entities registered with the Secretary of State.
All business and industry. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 848, 617, and 822.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 848, 617, and 822, an act relating to daylight savings time.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. House Bill 500.
House Bill 500, an act relating to statewide mechanical contractor licenses.
Professional registration. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 165 and 196.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 165 and 196, an act relating to counties.
Local government elections. House Bill 1070.
House Bill 1070, an act relating to landowner liability.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 649.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 649, an act relating to employment security.
Small business and industry.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. No further business to come before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, April 26th, 2021 at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, April 26th at 4 p.m.